Beowulf Fleck and Abigail Washburn are considered the king and queen of the banjo. They have a musical partnership like no other. Beowulf Fleck is a 16-time Grammy Award winner who has taken the instrument across multiple genres, and Abigail Washburn is a singer, songwriter, and clawhammer banjo player who re-radicalized it by combining it with Far East culture and sounds. The two met at a square dance, began collaborating musically, and eventually fell in love. They will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Wednesday night at 7:30. It is a great pleasure to welcome both Beowulf Fleck and Abigail Washburn to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Hi.
Well, thank you for having us. We are excited about coming to Troy. The last time we were there, we started our musical partnership on the road, touring and making records when our first son, Juno, was born almost 6 years ago now. And we haven't been back to Troy since he was a baby. So now he's 6 years old, and now we have a new baby, Theodore, who's almost 10 months old. And it's really exciting to get back there. It's just such a beautiful theater, and we're just excited about it.
All right. I hadn't intended this to be my first question, but let us talk of what it's like traveling with a 10-month-old and a 6-year-old.
Well, last night wasn't the best representation of it, because most nights it's just really sweet and fun, when everyone's healthy and well. But Juno ate something wrong, and so that led to not the prettiest morning.
Yeah.
And Theodore had a little bit of a fever from teething. So I guess it's like, it's really like anybody's life with little kids. It just happens to be on the road on a bus or in a hotel room.
But, and Bela, I assume, but it is fun to have the whole group, the whole gang, the whole family together on the bus going from town to town.
It's awesome. It's the sweetest thing ever. I never thought anything like this would ever happen to me.
And
here we are, and it's beautiful.
And I only assume that because you keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for one thing, it's a great way to keep our family together. So many of my friends are our friends. Are split up by having kids. They have one stays home and the other travels, and we just really didn't want that to happen. So the main way to keep like Papa from being gone all the time or Mama being gone all the time was to go together. And that was sort of our master plan when we had Juno, was to start touring together, because we've been talking about it for a long time that we wanted to do it sometime, because we knew it would be cool. It was like a bucket list idea. But then once we had Juno, it became clearly the right thing to do for our family. And luckily, it's been supported by audiences that that really liked the first record. And we've had a really good touring experience. And we've been able to afford to have the bus and a nanny and the things that make it possible for us to do it and not be miserable.
No, you don't want to be miserable.
Yeah. We generally have a really, really, really good time.
Yeah.
Like last night, Juno even helped set up the banjos and helped with the merchandise, and he's been learning the songs. So he even sang on an old hymn with me for the first time ever on stage. And it feels like, the tradition of troubadour families, where they pass along the craft of what they do, and we live the life together. And it's really beautiful. And both Bale and I never knew that our lives would be like this, traveling around as family together. And I think it's one of the coolest things that could have happened to us.
So this question is for both of you, but Abigail, will begin with you because you have the mic. But let us explore what it has been like, what kind of transformation it was to go to doing a lot of performing by yourself to performing as a duo.
Well, luckily, Bale and I had this sort of long period of getting used to playing together, because when I first started really playing the banjo and singing is right about the same time I got offered a record deal back in 2003. And so there was a steep learning curve for me of learning how to play music, perform in front of an audience, make recordings, deal with the music business. It all just happened quite suddenly. It wasn't a dream of mine my whole life. Now I realize it should have been, because this is such a wonderful life. But I didn't know it was going to happen to me. But so Bale and I met just about a year into my making music, and he ended up sort of weaseling his way into making my first record with me, even though I was really grateful for it. but we had just started dating and it just became confusing. Like, should we be working together? Shouldn't we? And obviously we've decided over the years to just go whole hog and throw it all in together and into one bucket. And we've just had kids. We're on the road. We've made several records. He's been a part of a number of recordings I've made. And I like to think that I'm often a confidant and friend to him as he works on a lot of his projects. So, you know, it's not been simple. I mean, there's all kinds of things to manage and negotiate, things about our own identity that had to shift, and it keeps having to shift. And it's not simple, but I don't think it is for any family, you know?
Bella, what would you add to that?
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, I think that Abby has been a great ear for my music, you know, because I don't know. I think it's something that happens with musicians is you're working on your music for you, and then you enter into a relationship, and pretty soon you're sort of trying to impress the person you love. You want them to like what you do too, and so I think it's a piece of the relationship, and the fact that I really respect Abby's point of view. I like to have people listening to my music that are not necessarily into, you know, modern jazz or avant-garde music, or, you know, they can just respond to it and say, well, that moves me, and that, or that doesn't move me, not based on kind of what it is, but just, so I get some great input from Abby that, and I think that's also playing in a duo. I kind of reach for a higher self that I it's sometimes harder to reach for when I'm playing with a bunch of guys that are all playing super fast and fancy.
Right.
So it's balanced out my life in a lot of great ways, both the input on my own music and but the musical interactions that we have, where my job is not to necessarily do what I do in other situations, but how to complete what Abby does, like find a way to be the two of us together. And the fun thing about the duo is that I can do quite a lot. I get to do a lot of stuff. But it's all got to serve the song. So maybe I'm going to be the bass player on this song. Or maybe I'm going to be playing a super high banjo on another one. I might sing a little harmony. I might, you know, have to figure out how to paint the whole song to fill it in from the basic structure that Abby's created a lot of times. So it's challenging in a whole different bunch of ways.
And it is, yes, it's a whole new sound. And so for the audience perspective of coming to see both of you, obviously have some sense and know you and have followed you both and probably know in some ways to what to expect. But with this sound of a duo, how would you explain it to listeners as to the difference and what you've been able to bring out in each other?
Well, I think we both came into this project with a strong conviction that two banjo players and a vocal is enough, and
yeah,
that we can fill a whole performance, a whole night of music can be really beautiful and really compelling just with that combination. So, you know, one of the things we started doing right away, and Bela thought of this immediately, was let's think about all the different banjos out there. There's not just the five-string middle-range banjo, but there's banjo ukuleles. There's Bela created a baritone banjo. There's cello banjos. There's even bass banjos, which we included a bass banjo that Bela got at Bernunzio's on our last record. And so we've got all these different ranges and textures of instruments, actually, even though they're all banjos. And something a lot of people don't know is that banjo orchestras with all these different kinds of banjos were pretty hip and happening in the late 1800s and early 1900s. So there is precedence for it, just not in our living memory at this moment. But yeah, we've just really enjoyed exploring all the different banjo sounds we can bring to the stage and how they can serve.
Yeah, and we've also discovered that the sound of the rippling of the two banjos is a soothing sound. It's not, people might expect it to be super, you know, intense and pushy, you know, sort of aggressive, but it's actually has the opposite effect when you put the two banjos together. They soften each other and they just sort of ripple. It's like a river flowing, and then Abby's beautiful singing on top, really, it's kind of a complete picture. And then, as Abby said, we have super low stuff going on, and we have super simple things, and we have complicated things. And then we do make sure and do some hot playing as well, some you know, fast, intense stuff. But I think what we've discovered to our surprise is that we have this great time with the audience, and we start goofing around pretty much from the beginning. The music's very serious in a certain way, but nothing else is. And so a couple of people have accused us of being comedians, but it wasn't intentional, but it's gotten to the point where we're pretty much, laughing a lot through the show, and so is the audience, and a lot of goofy, fun things happen that can't be planned.
God forbid, you may just be having a good time.
It seems like it, yeah. It sure seems like it, yeah.
Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Wednesday night at 7:30. You can find out more by going to troymusichall.org, troymusichall.org. Bela and Abigail, it is a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Safe travels. I hope everybody's feeling better, and have a lovely stop in Troy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it.
Again, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn coming to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Wednesday night at 7:30. You can find out more at troymusichall.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.